It's Friday, the 12th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Namibian Builders Workers Pension Fund is upbeat about the government's decision to raise income tax thresholds. Notably, the individual income tax threshold has been doubled from 50 to 100,000. This means many construction sector workers will be exempt from paying individual income tax. Enrich Kadondu, Executive Principal Officer of the Fund.
May well be worth it to consider an increase in contributions to their pension fund. Currently, the minimum contribution is 4% per month, which is also matched by the employer. We need to look at how we change and increase this in the interest of our members.
The Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority alerts the public about unregistered medical practitioners and healthcare service providers offering specialized healthcare services through a subscription-based model. These services include consultations, procedures, medication and tests, and are exchanged for regular membership fees. NAMFISA spokesperson Victoria Muranda.
This may include fines, imprisonment, or both upon conviction. Additionally, individuals or entities operating without registration pose financial risks to consumers who subscribe to their services or products. In such cases, consumers may not have recourse to NAMFISA for assistance in recovering financial losses or damages incurred as a result of dealing with unregistered person. Therefore, it is imperative for both providers and consumers to adhere to regulatory requirements to avoid legal and financial consequences.
In a bold move that has caught the attention of many, Michael Amushelelo and a group of young individuals made headlines by occupying the government office park in Windhoek, demanding action on the pressing issue of unemployment. This move, though unconventional, has sparked discussions about the root causes of unemployment and the urgent need for systemic change. Local labor expert Herbert Jauch.
Of course, going to a government office and walking in will not create the jobs. It will not give those people the job. But that was obviously also not to be expected. Instead, it is a creative way of highlighting a problem, and the problem itself needs urgent and decisive action. We cannot just pretend as if the problem doesn't exist and continue year after year.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. South African airports are facing the possibility of a jet fuel shortage as a result of a disagreement between the South Africa Revenue Service and petroleum companies. OR Tambo International Airport in Gauteng, managed by the South African Airports Company, is particularly at risk with diminishing fuel stocks. The dispute revolves around handling procedures for dual-purpose kerosene, and the Natref refinery's temporary shutdown adds to concerns. AXA and the South African Petroleum Industry Association are collaborating on contingency plans to ensure sufficient fuel supplies and mitigates the looming crisis. Washington officials have confirmed that the U.S. fully supports Israel in preparing for any possible attack from Iran. Iran has threatened in retaliation for a strike on their embassy compound in Damascus that's killed 13 people, including an Iran military commander, as Caroline Malone reports from Washington.
Since the October Hamas attack, there have been back-and-forth skirmishes between Israel and Iranian-backed groups. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns Israel is prepared to respond. With serious threats from two major regional players, officials are on alert for another escalation, which could draw the US in even further. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.